Hello, this is Steve Bailey, welcoming you heartily to episode 35 of Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. I thought I would cover something slightly different today. There is a play that I've heard about for many years. It was apparently originally a radio play for the BBC by a man named Neil Brand, who then adapted it for television in 2006. It's an hour-long dramatization of the final meeting between Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy, who, by the time he was near death, had suffered several strokes and was unable to speak. And so, with that, I would like to cover the 2006 TV adaptation of the play, Stan. I went into watching this with some misgivings because, as I previously noted on this podcast, I've recently read a book about a fictionalized version of Stan's life called He, and I was very disappointed with that, and I was afraid that this would be a similar experience, and to my surprise, it was not. It was actually a very touching play. Now, let me say that it is not perfect for many reasons. They make a big point of introducing facts in the movie, and then they get a lot of the facts wrong, and that's one of the major hassles that I have with documentaries about Laurel and Hardy, such as the British documentary Cuckoo and the German documentary that was done a few years ago. They seem to have a hard time getting the basic facts right that any intermediate Laurel and Hardy fan could tell them, or if they just looked into a book like Randy Scredved's book, they could get the facts completely correct. This one is no different. It mucks up a few things. I don't know how the teaming went, how they actually got teamed together in 1926 at the Hal Roach Studios. As you know, probably, they were in many movies together, but not as a team until gradually, eventually, director Leo McCarey and others realized the potential of them as a comedy team. So this movie probably takes some dramatic license in showing how Laurel and Hardy got together. But in doing so, it shows a lot of animosity on the fictional Laurel's part. And I've never read anything like that. The way it's presented in this play is that Laurel was a success on his own, and then he was sort of forced into being a partner with Oliver Hardy on the screen, and he didn't like it and resented Hardy at first. And there's no indication in any of the Laurel and Hardy history that that actually happened. A couple other things that bothered me were far along in the play, Stan is having problems with his wife, Ileana, who I believe was his second legal wife and third wife, if you count his common law wife. But Ileana was a Russian woman who was very prone to temper and gave him a lot of trouble. And at one point in the movie, Stan goes over to Babe's house, Babe Hardy. You know, as we all know, Babe was the nickname for Oliver Hardy off screen. Stan goes to Babe's house to get some help from him. And at one point, they're talking, and then this woman comes out, and it turns out to be Lucille. And as it's explained in the movie, Lucille is a woman whom Hardy met, but he's sort of having to keep her under wraps because he's still married to his second wife. As I understand it, that's not the history at all. By the time he met Lucille on the set of A Chump at Oxford, I believe it was, he had already divorced his second wife and wasn't even involved with Lucille at first, except on a friendship basis. So the idea that she would sort of be his hidden mistress for a while is very strange. And then the worst one is the the way the movie explains how Oliver Hardy introduced the tie twiddle into his character, which results in a continuity error that's just unforgivable by my standards. And I don't even have to explain it, because once you see it in the movie, you'll understand completely what I'm talking about. So if you really want to nitpick, there are a few things here and there that you could definitely say they got the history wrong. But overall, I feel like they covered the spirit of them very, very nicely. Now, the only thing that I know about their final meeting was that what John McCabe wrote about it in a paragraph in one of his Laurel and Hardy books. Supposedly they met, and Ollie was so was so disabled by that time, he couldn't speak, and he could only communicate in pantomime. And apparently he used his hands and his face at one point to communicate to Stan as though he was saying, look at how I am these days. Isn't it a pity? Something like that. So that's all that I know for sure about their final meeting. Obviously, the play has to elaborate on a lot of things that are not documented. And again, they probably take some dramatic license with that, particularly with, again, this issue of animosity. The movie starts out showing Stan watching his old movies and sort of barricading himself. And his wife, Ida, comes in and says that Mrs. Hardy, Lucille, has requested them to visit the next day because Hardy doesn't have long to live. And the movie tells that supposedly they haven't seen each other for 11 months, and it's because Stan is so lost in the past and not wanting to admit that his friend is about to die that he's sort of in denial. And again, I've never read anything like that in any of the Laurel and Hardy biographies, so I can't say how true it is. So they take dramatic license where that kind of thing is concerned. They sort of elaborate on things that were merely suggested in the Laurel and Hardy history. Now, with all of that said, I think they do a very nice job of conveying the friendship between these two gentlemen. The wives are good, although they don't, the women who play the wives are good. And I hope I pronounced the name right. Diabla Malloy plays Ida, Stan's wife, and Lorelei King plays Lucille, Hardy's wife. And they're both very good, although they're sort of supporting actresses that are shunted to the side so that we can concentrate on Stan and Babe. But they do well. There's nobody bad in the cast. There are a couple of young actors who play the young Stan Laurel and young Oliver Hardy, Nick Howden and Mike Goodenough, and they're both very good. And the best ones of all are the leads. Jim Norton is, I would say, outstanding as Stan Laurel. First off, they got kudos to the casting, whoever did the casting for this, because as far as I'm concerned, they got the two leads down perfect. I mean, you really believe that these two guys are playing the real Stan Laurel and Oliver Hardy. They get the physicality and all of it and the way they look. I mean, they did a great job. So I say Jim Norton is very good as Stan Laurel, but the standout, which is ironic in a play called Stan, is Trevor Cooper as Babe Hardy. He is outstanding. He plays the older Hardy who has been felled by these strokes, and he has to communicate with a minimum of body language because, as it's shown, you know, Babe has had these strokes, and he's almost unable to communicate at all, and he goes in and out brain-wise because of these strokes. And he just does a magnificent job. The whole thing is worth watching just for his performance alone. But again, all problems aside, and this is not a perfect dramatization by any means, it's well worth watching just because of the chemistry between these two. Another thing I will say is some of the dialogue is a little overwritten. You know, it's almost like they're reaching for tears. But these two guys just pull it off perfectly. And the ending is superb. The way it conveys that Stan and Babe finally do have a happy moment towards the end of Babe's life, and Stan finally reconciles himself to the past, and it's all conveyed visually very beautifully. So with all of its flaws, I highly recommend this teleplay. It was, as I say, 2006 and on the BBC, and my wife generously recorded it for me. I say generously because she is by no means a Laurel and Hardy fan, but she came across it in the listings and knew that I would be interested in it. So she bookmarked it for me on Netflix. You can find it currently on Netflix. And as I always say, I can't say 100%, but I do imagine that if you look hard enough, you may be able to find it online to watch for free. Keep an open mind about it. Again, not a perfect play, but it's conveys them well enough that I think it's highly worth watching. So I hope you will seek out the play, Stan. Let me finish with my usual blatant plugs. For the last 18 years, I have had a Laurel and Hardy website where I do reviews of their team movies, some of their biographies, interviews with their biographers, and tons of other Laurel and Hardy minutia. You can find it online at leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. That's leaveemlaughing.moviefever.com. Our podcast has a corresponding Facebook page with the same name as the podcast, Hard Boiled Eggs and Nuts, a Laurel and Hardy podcast. on the cover photo of the Facebook page, you can find the URL for the podcast website, as well as URLs for all the venues where you can find our podcast, including iTunes, Google Play Music, and Anchor, the parent website that sponsors the podcast. Last but not least, if you are interested in telling me what you think about this podcast, good or bad, I welcome feedback. Please feel free to email me at hardboiledeggsandnuts@outlook.com. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, I beg you to indulge in some of the previous 34 episodes of this podcast, and please subscribe. And in particular, if you are listening on iTunes, please leave me a star rating and or a review. It really helps. I thank you very much for your time and for joining me, and I hope you will continue to do so. And until next time, this is Steve Bailey saying goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.